بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. قال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث رواه سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه: لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. On the most precious gift of Iman, the perfect, pure, and complete teachings of the Deen of Islam, the only Deen acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jal after the coming of our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is the Deen of Islam. Anybody who hears about the Deen of Islam and the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even though that person may subscribe to a belief in the one great Allah Ta'ala in some form or manner, but does not enter Islam, does not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the finality of his nubuwwah and prophethood, that person's abode in the hereafter, as Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphatically says, finnar, will be in the fire of Jahannam. So all praises be to Allah who had granted us, without any eligibility, deservedness, worthiness, or even striving from our side, and one means of preserving this greatest of favors is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala daily, take out a few seconds, thank and praise Allah for this. If possible, two rakats of salah, a shukr for the ni'mat of Iman, Islam, the ni'mat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran Azim, guided by the pure teachings of the Shariat of Islam. And this is an action that is extremely beloved to Allah Ta'ala. Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the masjid and found a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in who had congregated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them why they had gathered. They replied that we are glorifying and praising Allah, and related to our topic today, that these actions, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, praising and glorifying Allah Ta'ala, is extremely weighty and valuable to Allah Ta'ala. So we are glorifying and praising Allah Ta'ala for guiding us towards Islam. They were specifically making shukr by means of remembrance of Allah for guidance to Islam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them again that, are you sitting here only for this purpose? Allahumma ajlasaka illa hadha. On the qasam of Allah, it is only for this purpose and no other reason that you are gathered. They said, on the qasam of Allah, we are sitting here exclusively for that purpose. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then mentions, I asked the question and thereafter I verified, not because I doubted your integrity. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in were the purest of heart, the most truthful of human beings, the furthest away from any form of lie. And therefore, when the chain of narrators of a hadith are scrutinized and great efforts have gone in for authentication of hadith, scrutinizing its narrators, when it gets to the top part of the chain, just before Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, there is a general principle, as-sahabatu kulluhum adul, all of them are absolutely trustworthy and truthful in the conveyance of deen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I did not verify to ask you because I doubted your integrity, but because just now Jibreel alayhi salam has just now informed me, inna allaha yubahi bikum malaikatah, that the action you are involved in is so precious that you are congregated in the masjid glorifying and praising Allah for the hidayat of Islam. But what is happening in the heavens, in the upper echelons, at this moment Allah Ta'ala is boasting to the angels by your means. Allah Ta'ala is boasting by means of you to the angels that look at those servants of mine, what a noble action they are involved in. And so as far as the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, it is amongst the noblest of actions, extremely beloved to Allah Ta'ala, so noble that whereas other things which Allah has commanded in the Quran, Allah has left it in general, when it comes to dhikr, Allah Ta'ala many a times attaches to it to do it in abundance. In the verse recited in the opening khutbah, remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly, glorify and praise Him, say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, morning and evening. When Allah Ta'ala praises with various qualities, males and females separately, submission, fasting, charity, patience, humility, with all of them Allah leaves it in general. But right at the ending, when Allah talks about dhikr of Allah, remembrance of Allah, Allah Ta'ala there attaches وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those males and females, not just who are the rememberers of Allah Ta'ala, those who remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً فَثْبُتُوا. Dhikr is such a valuable action that even at the critical juncture of jihad, Allah Ta'ala says, when you are facing the enemy right in front of you, then amongst the etiquettes is remain steadfast. And may Allah reward the heroic mujahideen in Palestine, in other parts of the world, with all the forces and most advanced weaponry stacked against them, with simple homemade weaponry named after Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, etc., and other great leaders. Allah Ta'ala had granted them a resounding success on that battlefield. Similarly, in other places, the Taliban in Afghanistan, many, many other places. So Allah says, when you are facing the enemy in front of you at that time, remember Allah Ta'ala, remain steadfast so that you may attain success. So even at that critical juncture, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala praises at one juncture in the Quran, traders and business people. But who are they? Allah says, they are true and complete men. And what is their quality? لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة. That involvement in trade, in business, does not make them negligent, does not make them forget Allah Ta'ala, remembrance of Allah, first quality, establishment of salah, payment of zakah, and at all times the overriding conscience, the fear of the akhirah, the day one will have to stand up in the court of Allah Ta'ala. So as we see at so many junctures the importance of dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu was a sahabi who was very dear to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has the extreme fortune that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said to him, Wallahi inni la'uhibbuk, on the qasam of Allah, verily I love you. He was amongst the learned of sahaba, amongst the ulama of sahaba radiallahu anhum, those whom people would revert to for guidance in knowledge of deen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Rasulullah's final days, sent him as the governor and the teacher to the people of Yemen. And he says, can we imagine the emotion on that departure when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking him out and sending him off on this very noble task, knowing full well in his heart that he may not come back and find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive. He says, the last words on which I departed from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that I asked, these final precious moments, give me some strongly emphasized advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned amongst the most beloved of actions is that when death comes to you, your tongue is moist with the remembrance of Allah. أَنْتَمُوتَ وَلِسَانُكَ رَطَبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, that you had done so much dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, you naturally incline to it at that very, very difficult juncture. So one, we look at specifically the words of the third kalima, Subhanallah, which means Allah Ta'ala is pure. When we say Subhanallah, what are we saying? We're saying that all glory is for Allah. We say that Allah Ta'ala is pure of any blemish, of having partners, wife, offspring. Allah Ta'ala is pure from all deficiencies. Allah Ta'ala is pure from any kind of fault whatsoever. So perfection and purity is only for Allah. When we say Alhamdulillah, It means that all praises with veneration and great honor and respect is only for Allahu Azza wa Jalla and all of Allah's favors. Allahu Akbar, we hear it in Adhan. Allah is the greatest, greater than anything and everything. For indeed everything is a creation of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, what can be said? None worthy of worship besides Allah. The most important on this earth is La ilaha illallah. It is so valuable that all the skies, all the earths and everything put together on one pan of the scale, one La ilaha illallah is more valuable than that, as advised by Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam to his children on his deathbed, that La ilaha illallah on the one hand, the skies, the earth and everything that is contained within them, on the other pan of the scale, La ilaha illallah far outweighs that. So one is the words of the third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. We add on La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, which are directly taken from treasures beneath the earth, the throne of Allah Ta'ala. Words highly effective to recite, especially when feeling sorrow, sadness, anxiety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah is a cure for 99 spiritual diseases, the least of them anxiety, worry and concern. So these beautiful words of the third kalima, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that of all things the sun rises upon on this earth, the most beloved to me are these words, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Beloved to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says in another hadith of Muslim Sharif, Samura bin Jundub radiallahu anhu, the narrator, that the most beloved of all words to Allah Ta'ala are these very same words of the third kalima. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions on one occasion, Bakh, Bakh, exclamation of joy, happiness, astonishment, Ma khamsun ma athqalahunna fil mizan, that wow, amazing, five things will weigh very heavily on the scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Four of them, the words of the third kalima, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And the fifth be that a pious child passes away, is lost to the parents, and those parents exercise sabr on one of the most difficult challenges, the loss of a child. There will be extremely weighty reward for such a person on the day of Qiyamah. For each one of these words of the third kalima recited, a tree is planted in Jannah. As Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam advised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj. So they're extremely weighty, extremely virtuous. Minimum reward for each of these words, multiplied by 10. Some narrations put it multiplied by 20 times. One hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lengthy hadith amongst the advisors, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah tamla'ul mizan. When a person says Alhamdulillah, that all praises with veneration and honor and respect is only for Allah, the reward is so immense that it fills one entire pan of the scale on which our good deeds will be weighed. Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah said together, the reward is so great that if given bodily form, will cover the entire distance between the skies and the earth. For only saying Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah once. Now one form of the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, one is we try and read third kalima 100 times morning, 100 times evening, together with Durood Sharif and Istighfar. But two occasions that we make a concerted effort to read for the great rewards contained, one is after the salahs and the other is before sleeping at night. They are famously known as the Tasbih-i Fatimi, and you will soon know why, inshallah. One occasion, the poor amongst the muhajirin, the migrants, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Dhahaba ahlud duthur bil ujur." Competition of Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in was not in who is amassing more wealth or has a better conveyance or a better home or more status. What concerned them, they said, "O Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what worries us is that the wealthy have gone ahead of us." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, how is that possible? يصلون كما نصلي ويصومون كما نصوم. We perform salah, they perform salah. We fast, they also fast. So we are on equal par. But they go ahead of us that they have wealth and they spend in the various forms of charity which we cannot do. So they have this advantage over us. Look at the competition of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, should I not inform you of such an action that you, if you do it, those behind you cannot catch up with you, and you go ahead, nobody can come to you, that you will supersede, that you say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. For each one of these is the reward of sadaqah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also adds on in one narration, fulfilling your conjugal relations with your halal wife brings the reward of sadaqah. So each of these words bring the reward of sadaqah. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, that how is it that one fulfills one's desires and gets the reward of sadaqah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, had that same been fulfilled in haram, would it not have counted as a sin against you? They say, most definitely. So because of choosing halal over haram, you get the reward of sadaqah. After some time, they came back and said, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our brothers of the wealthy have found out about the dhikr of Allah, and they are also doing it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the grace of Allah that he grants to whom he wishes. One narration also has it, that Rasulullah advised Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, that if you say these words, two options, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar after salahs. Another narration has it, 33, 33, 33 each, makes it 99, and to complete, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, wa hu ala kulli shayin qadir. Then so great are the dhikrs of Allah Ta'ala, غُفِرَ الذُّنُوبُهُ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلُ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. All of that person's sins are completely forgiven, even though they may be equivalent to the foam in the ocean. Subhanallah, we can get maghfirah after every salah with this tasbih. Second, the incident where these kalimas derive its origins, the Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, cousin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had the honor of being in marriage to Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, mentions when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, leader of women folk in Jannah, to me. Then she came with, subhanAllah, look at the simplicity in the home of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such simplicity that words cannot encapsulate, with a shawl, with a pillow that was made of leather and stuffed with date palms, two small mills, two utensils. That was the entire home with which she had come. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that I used to do hard work of drawing water from the well that a camel normally had to do. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha used to clean the home, used to crush the corn, and she had calluses. Her hands became rough because of it. After one battle, when many slaves came into the spoils of war, I advised her that this is the difficulty we're going through. Go and ask Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give us a slave to assist us in these chores. And the Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was extremely dear and beloved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would know her by her manner of walking. She says, I came, I greeted. Subhanallah, what qualities? She says, I felt too shy to ask my father. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what has brought you? She says, I just came to make salam. She went back home. Next occasion, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu came with her and put forward the request that I have chest pains because of drawing water. Her hands have become rough because of the excessive work. So we're requesting a slave from the spoils of war. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, unfortunately, I cannot give you preference over the poor of Ashabu Sufa whose stomachs are turning because of severe hunger. I will have to sell it and give them the money for the basic means. They went home, lied down. Again, look at the home of Sayyida Tun. They had one shawl. If the heads were covered, the feet would be exposed. If the feet was covered, the head was exposed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came upon them and they wanted to get up. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, remain as you are, and said that, let me not teach you something better than what you have asked for. In this narration, after every salah, 10 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. As we see other narrations, 33 each, and 34 times Allahu Akbar. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that before you sleep, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam has just taught me these words, Before you sleep, say Subhanallah 33, Alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 34 times. It is better than what you have asked me for. Therefore, some of the scholars of hadith write that if you read the dhikr before sleeping, Allah Ta'ala will make all your chores the following day easy. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, in a great lesson here, says that from the time I heard it from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's saying this many decades later, not one night have I left out the dhikr before sleeping. The person, one of the students, asked Ibn al-Kawwa, not even on the night of the Battle of Siffin. He says, may the people of Iraq, may Allah take revenge for the deception of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and his family. And he says that not even on that night, not a single night have I ever left it out. So after every salah, before sleeping, and think of the immense and great rewards. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, the request was made last week for the collection towards Palestine. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. جزاكم الله خيرا أحسن الجزاء. As usual, brothers really opened up the hearts with very generous donations. May Allah Ta'ala accept it all, inshallah. Make it a means of removal of difficulties from them, from us, inshallah. Admirably, even the children in the Maktab Madrasa made a great effort. Great contributions came from there as well. May Allah Ta'ala reward one and all abundantly. Inshallah, by the means of three organizations, the aid would be distributed. May Allah Ta'ala grant qabuliyat and acceptance. Today's collection, inshallah, for the GMA, for the Masjid and Madrasa. Once again, let us use this means of getting closest to Allah Ta'ala by donating generously, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأن نذكر الله عز وجل ليلا ونهارا إن الله عز وجل قد رغب بالإكثار من ذكر الله عز وجل قائلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وقال سيدنا رسول الله وسلم لأن أقول سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر أحب إلي مما طلعت عليه الشمس وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم وعن سيدنا جندب بن جنادة رضي سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن أحب الكلام إلى الله عز وجل سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر وفقنا الله عز وجل لما يحبه ويرضى أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Fill in the safs. Firstly, fill in the gaps in the safs in front of us. Among the beloved steps of Allah Ta'ala is to go towards the front safs. Once we're in the safs, stand as close as possible, unlock our shoulders, ensure that one salah between our shoulders and extra close to one another, and ensure that the hills are in a straight line. One of the means of unity in the ummah and protection from shaitan is to stand as close as possible in salah.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدل وتقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين، وكان الله بكل شيء عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور، وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما. تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام، وأعد لهم أجرا كريما. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا، وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. جزا الله عنا سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.